Fullerton Market Update, February 2026, US software sell-off and rotational plays. What happened? In the first trading week of February 2026, tech software stocks sold off sharply on the back of the release of plugins to Claude Cowork, specifically Claude Opus 4.6, an AI model by Anthropic that purportedly can read files, organize folders, draft documents, and handle a large chunk of legal work. This raised concerns that it may reduce demand for subscription-based specialized software packages, which are typically used by companies to perform such tasks. In short, a possible threat to the software-as-a-service, SaaS, business model of many of these software firms, which triggered some spillover sell-offs to other tech-related names. Mild reaction thus far, and putting things into perspective. After US equities, S&P 500, declined 2.6% from 2 to 5 February, the index rebounded 2.0% during Friday's 6 February trading session. The initial markdown and even steeper sell-off in the MSCI USA / Software Net USD index, -9.0%, from 2 to 5 February, although the software space did rebound 2.5% on 6 February, was a shock to risk appetite. Perhaps because of elevated valuations and exceptional returns to date, investors are becoming circumspect to any hints of adverse developments. What may be increasingly appreciated by market participants is that everything that is AI / tech related may not continue to sustain strong returns. Returns for some market segments may moderate, with rotational plays taking shape. We do not believe this episode will trigger a derailment of what we believe are strong fundamentals. It seems more like an adverse risk appetite shock, in some ways similar to the August 2024 flash crash cleanout, which was sparked in part by falls in confidence and an unwinding of yen carry trades. Putting this sell-off into perspective, with most market corrections, it is always challenging to judge how significant the forced selling may be, but all the key signposts so far suggest it has not been a key driver. The reaction remains mild. Firstly, US equity market volatility has not been large enough. The fear index, that is the VIX, has been well contained and much lower than other notable shocks, see Figure 1. Secondly, the demand by investors for downside protection, that is the put/call ratio, although this has picked up from its lows, is still only around average. Thirdly, key global markets are still holding up reasonably well, like in Asia, Europe, and Japan. Strong fundamentals for investing have not been disturbed. Fullerton emphasized in its Q1 2026 investment outlook that global growth and earnings remains very strong, with productivity gains, rising incomes, wealth-backed spending, and ongoing policy stimulus allowing global exceptionalism to continue creating investment opportunities across many sectors and countries. Our 2026 4 R's theme frames the key drivers succinctly: the AI revolution, with the potential return of capital, that is policy stimulus and ample liquidity on the sidelines, and improving risk appetite, leading to potentially robust returns for investors. This Goldilocks investment environment can favour growth-linked assets like equities and industrial metals. However, at the same time, disruption from AI will lead to winners and losers, with spillovers beyond IT. There could be other event-driven market volatility over 2026, despite strong fundamentals, making active management crucial for alpha generation. The best example of investors still taking risk is looking at the alpha rotations underway in key markets. That is the US, China, Germany, and Japan, and how much broader it is becoming versus 2025. In the US, smaller sectors have seen a pickup in alpha, while across the other markets, alpha is quite broad across all the sizes of market cap. Potential investment opportunities are stark, A diversified strategy can follow the alpha rotation because sector performance is driven by the ongoing policy stimulus, especially into industrials and utilities, the strong fundamentals of growth and earnings, supportive liquidity and easing inflation. The US is experiencing alpha rotations toward energy, staples, materials, utilities and real estate. Alpha from industrials and communications is holding solid. Energy, in particular, is doing well, despite soft oil prices because US output has increased significantly, but with lower production costs, which has helped earnings. There is also strong global demand for petrochemicals, which have good refining margins. For China, alpha is also coming back for energy and potentially real estate, but from very weak levels, while the alpha from materials, healthcare and industrials remains robust. Germany continues to benefit from the performance of utilities, industrials, healthcare, materials and now staples. Some of these sectors continue to gain from the large fiscal spending on infrastructure. Lastly, Japan has experienced alpha rotation to materials, while alpha remains significant from energy, financials, and industrials. While IT returns have fallen back, but are tracking on par with the market. In aggregate, 60% of the market is enjoying significant alpha gains. Portfolio actions. Active risk management is paramount for us in managing global equity portfolios. For our global funds, we had been underweight the US relative to MSCIAC world weights since late 2025. We adopt an absolute total return mindset in managing our global equity portfolios and continue to anticipate the changing landscape and dynamics, be it in AI, software, IT services, or other areas, along with the knock-on impact and implications to our global portfolio's construct. Specifically, we have been increasing our weight in Asia. Our diversified allocations has allowed us to benefit from stronger performances elsewhere, such as in Korea, in particular from tech and financials, on the back of stronger earnings growth in these areas. Important information. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified. Although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time. Source MSCI. Neither MSCI nor any other party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating. The MSCI data makes any express or implied warranties or representations with respect to such data or the results to be obtained by the use thereof. And all such parties hereby expressly disclaim all warranties of originality, accuracy, completeness, merchantability, or fitness for a particular purpose with respect to any of such data. Without limiting any of the foregoing, in no event shall MSCI, any of its affiliates or any third party involved in or related to compiling, computing or creating, the data have any liability for any direct, indirect, special, punitive, consequential or any other damages, including lost profits.